Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Kluszewski moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields the ball and throws to Donovan covering. Safe. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris is hit by the pitch. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Harris moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Harris trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Lawler who tags Harris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Moore now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Fox reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Fox moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. There goes Smith trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost is hit by the pitch. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Ray Moore. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Smith reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-2 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-3 in the game. Foytak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foytak moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Foytak moves to third. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Keene reaches second base with a double. Foytak scores. Yost scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Staley, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Cash pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ray Narlski now pitching. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Klusowski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.